Fine, okay, to summarize what we ended up with last time, right? We ended up with a machlokes Rashi and the Rif, which is ends up being detailed by, perhaps, by the Mechaber and the Rama. And the machlokes was as follows. The Alefi Rashi said that any time there's an achshavei, any fruit that you squeeze, no matter how bizarre it is, and no matter how impossible anybody in the world would ever do such a thing, it is aser to do, because it's achshavei, you have given the mashke chashivus, it's called mashke, and you're over on schita when you squeeze it out, and therefore it's aser, and Rashi says you even chayav chatas, it's chiv deraisa of schita in that case. That's Rashi shita, and that's Rashi's maskana sagamara. And as a result of that, what?
Rashi says lemaskana?
Yeah, because he switches around the whole braisa.
Yeah,
to do that. You mean, what does he hold about our papa? We don't know what he holds about our papa. Yeah, he might hold some machlokes. Right. So, in any case, So, Rashi needs to rearrange the whole braisa, because the braisa said you're allowed to squeeze prunch. So he said that this prunch doesn't mean you're allowed to squeeze it. It just means you're squeezing it to make it sweeter. But if you'd want to taka squeeze it for the liquid, that would be awesome. That's Rashi Shita. The Rif, the way, at least according to the way the Rashba explained the Rif, and it's the way the Magen Avraham Lahalacha Paskins like the Rif,
not like
Gus Yosef, is that the Achshavei, the Rif also holds of Achshavei, but he holds of a limited Achshavei, that Achshavei only works if there's someone else in the world that also does it. If you're the only person in the world that does it, then the Achshavei doesn't work. It's Batla Daitai. Achshavei does work, though, if you can find one other person in the world that does it, like these Bein Menashe people who were squeezing Reminim, so thinks there was someone in the world who was doing it, so your Achshavei works as well. Otherwise, not. This is the Machlokes, the Rama, I'm sorry, this is the Machlokes Rashi and the Rif. How far can you go with this Achshavei? Can you say Achshavei no matter what, or Achshavei is only if there is someone else as well? Now, the Beis Yosef paskind Lahalacha like Shitas Rif, because he said you're allowed to squeeze other fruits. Sharkala peres matlo sechtan. He said you're allowed to squeeze other fruits. So if you rashi, there's no such thing. You are never allowed to squeeze another fruit. If you squeeze another fruit, you're automatically achshavei and you're over. So he's passing like the Rif. The Rama, we mentioned, said some form of a pshara, because he said that it depends. If you're in a place, that in that particular place, they squeeze out fruit, there's people that squeeze out the fruit over there, then in that place, you're not allowed to squeeze out the fruit. Like if you're in the days, just let me say what it means. In the days that they didn't squeeze pears, so in, if you went to a certain neighborhood, apparently in the time of the Magen Avraham in Germany they squeezed pears, but nowhere else. So if you went to Germany, you weren't allowed to squeeze pears. But if you lived in anywhere else in Eastern Europe, that was fine. You could squeeze pears. So Rama makes an interesting chiluk. He says it depends on the place. Whereas when we learned the Gemara, it would seem like if it's aser, it's aser everywhere. And it doesn't make any difference. The Rama said, no, it depends where you are. And the question is where you got that from. To which the Magen Avraham said that really, yeah.
But the Rama of Ice is really, really passing. He's really
the Rif.
Passing the Rif.
Like the Rif.
He's passing like the Rif, like the Vaisyasev, not like the Rashba. Because
correct.
He says you need a whole makam.
Exactly.
It's not enough for a yachad.
Yes, right. So the Magen Avraham explained, right? Very good. So the Magen Avraham explained that there be a reason why the Rama passing is this way, because Rama says that one place can't change the halacha of the rest of the world. We know Rabbi Eliezer holds like that. Rabbi Eliezer holds that they cultivated Kaitzim in Arabia, but we don't pass like Rabbi Eliezer, we pass like the Chamim. So the place only helps for the place, it doesn't help for the rest of the world. So if so, it comes out that what the Rama is really saying, like Nachum just pointed out, is Fakir. He's not even saying like this Rajba I said before, which what he holds is that Achshavei never helps. Achshavei never helps, and the only Yitaka only it's only us to squeeze it if you're in a place that's what people do over there. And that's when it's Asr. But the Magen Avraham, Taka disagrees with the Rama. And he says that as long as there's someone in the world that squeezes it, and you and then when you squeeze it, you could have an Achshavei. The Rama, so the Magen Avraham, and the Mishnah Berurah brings down Taka Paskins like this. Right. So we have a Machlokes in front of us. Let's go with the 2 days that end up being Lahalacha. The Mechaber Shita, who is... who just says, Sharkal Peres Mutl Seftan, sounds like it's always Mutter. And the Rama that says, or the Magen Avraham that says that if there is somewhere in the world that they squeeze this type of peri, you can have an achshavei. So, and you have Rashi Shita who says you always have an achshavei. So let's just for a second think about these two types of achshavei. So Rashi says that anytime you squeeze it, we don't care if anybody does it, you have an achshavei and you chayav achatas. The Rif says no, that doesn't work. It depends if there's someone else doing it. What's behind this machlokes? Why does achshavei? So typically, Achshavei, we find Achshavei in other places in Halacha. Achshavei is a very personal type of thing. Achshavei is dependent on you and what you care. L'mashal, in the Halacha of Machalas Asuris, right? So there's Halacha, if something which is treif, like Chametz on Pesach, becomes Nifsal Me'achilas Kalev, right? You've made medication out of it, right? And assuming that that's called Nifsal Me'achilas Kalev, so you made a cream, and you took chametz, you took starch, wheat starch, and you bound it into a Tylenol, and now it's a pill form. It's Nifsal Me'achilas Kalev. Kalev won't eat it, no one will eat it. And you decide one day that, you know what, I want to decide, see what it is to chew and chug down a Tylenol. Maybe it tastes good. I always swallow it. Maybe it tastes good to chew it. So on Pesach, you go and you start chewing down a Tylenol and you swallow it and enjoy it. So then, that's Achshavei. And Yoy Ben Nisser. It could be Yoy Ben Nisser Dereis. It's a Shailah. If it's a Dereis, it's a Rabbanon. So that's a very personal thing. Your butler diet, you're certainly crazy. No one else in the world does that. They don't care, right? They don't try, and they take a taste and they spit it out. You went and you were machshavei. You said, no, I'm going to consider it an eichel. I'm going to eat it, and I'm going to show everybody you could eat it. It's achshavei, and it doesn't make any difference what anybody else thinks, right? There, everybody agrees achshavei works. So why over here, achshavei, if there is a svar of achshavei, really Rashi should be right. It shouldn't make any difference if anybody in the world does it or doesn't do it. Achshavei is always a personal thing. Achshavei is it's between me and the fruit. I think that this is a liquid. I'm going to squeeze it out. It's considered a liquid, so that should be enough to be mechayev miachatas. Why is it that the Rif says, no, someone else has to, it can't just be you. It has to be other people as well. So the way you could understand this is that, just let's take a step back. What exactly is the reason why? I think I explained this in one of the previous shiurim, but what exactly is the reason why, when something is not a mashke, that it's not dosh, right? Why is it not schita? Why aren't you ever schita? If plums were not typical to be squeezed, so then if you squeeze out a plum, you're not ever on schita. I mean, why not? You squeeze juice out of a fruit. Why would that not be schita? It seems to me to be just the same like squeezing a grape, right? So what's the reason why? So the reason is because the juice, if it's not a typical juice that's drunk, that people drink, I haven't figured out a drunk. Is that proper English syntax? Can you say that this is drunk? No, wrong, right? I was just editing someone's paper. you cannot speak that way. Fine. So if people do drink the juice that, if people don't drink the juice that comes out of a plum, it's not called juice. What is it called? It's called a part of the plum. So by squeezing out that part, all you've done in the eyes of halacha is you've cut the plum in half. Instead of cutting it in half this way, you sort of cut it in a different fashion. You separated the parts of it by it's actually a question in halacha, why isn't it bayer? It's interesting shmuz, so we'll get to that later on in the sugya. Why isn't it should be bayer? You're pulling out one part from another part. That's a discussion for itself. But tzchita, it's not. Tzchita, by definition, is one has to be a psailas and one has to be an eichel. Or in our situation, one has to be a fruit and one has to be a mashke. If they're both considered part of the fruit, that's not schita. That's just cutting something in half. It's dividing the two halves. So over here, what did this guy do? He was machshiv the mashke, right? He was machshiv mashke and he turned it into a mashke. And therefore we're saying, since he turned it into a mashke, oh, so now he's doing schita because he's taking a juice out of a fruit. But this is a little funny because this chashivas he's giving to this mashke, he could do that at any time. For example, let's say the juice dripped out by itself, right? The juice dripped out of that plum by itself. So as of now, la halacha, that's not considered juice. And then the guy went over to it and said, I'm deciding this is juice, and he drinks it up. He's achshavei. It'll get a tyrus mashka at that point. So it has nothing to do with the squeezing that's giving it a tyrus mashka. It's not the fact that you're squeezing it that's giving it a tyrus mashka. It's just the fact that you are considering it a mashka, which can happen 10 minutes later, or an hour later, or 5 hours later. It doesn't. The fact that you're giving it a tyrus mashka is something very specific to the mashka itself, and doesn't have the ability to necessarily change the whole suras hamalacha. Right? Just because you took something and you just changed what its nature is, which has nothing to no relationship to the actual Maisa that you're doing, it's true, the Maisa you're doing shows us that you're being machshiv this mashka, but it doesn't change it into a malacha. This thing was still, when it was in the fruit, was not a mashka, it was an eichel, and technically cutting it out is just considered cutting the fruit in half, and then you decided that this should be a mashka, okay, so it became a mashka. But it didn't translate in the whole Maisa that you were doing into a Maisa of schita. This is the reason why the Rif could disagree with Rashi, And he could say that Akshavei doesn't help you. Yeah, I agree with you. You are Akshavei. And yes, it will become a Mashka. But that could have happened 10 minutes later as well. And it doesn't reflect anything on the Maisa Schita in order to turn this into a Maisa Schita. What you did, you just cut off a piece of the fruit. And then you took that piece of the fruit and you turned it into a Mashka. You happen to do it simultaneously. But that's not enough to change the Maisa into a Maisa Schita. This is his argument. Now, his argument is that if a fruit intrinsically, the two parts, is not a mashka, that you changed it, klapa yourself, doesn't make it into a... That can't redefine the Maisa Schita. It won't redefine the Maisa Schita. You did something to this thing. You chemically engineered it, into genetically changed it into a mashka. It won't make the Maisa Schita on a plum into a Maisa Schita. This is his mokum to argue on Rashi. That an akshavei can change the whole malacha. So what is his akshavei? His akshavei is a different type of akshavei. His akshavei is that I want to be part of those people. Those people save these fruit for schita, and they're not just doing, as they are makshav, the maisa schita. They collect fruit, to them, this fruit is a fruit that's held for schita and that's used for schita. It's not something that's specific to the mashke itself. It's something that redefines what the purpose of this fruit is. The akshavei of the rif is not just the akshavei on the mashke itself. It's an akshavei that I am part of that group of people, and that group of people does consider this a fruit that's royal schita. In other words, the point I'm making is like this. There's two ways you could be an akshavei. You could be an akshavei, just I like the mashke in this fruit, I think it should be a mashke. Rashi says that's a sufficient to make you into the Be'ayr Schita. The Rif says it's not sufficient. That's between you and the Mashke, that doesn't redefine the whole Malacha. The Akshavei has to be a whole different type of Akshavei. The Akshavei has to be that you have to redefine yourself. That I am the part of that group of people that they keep, consider fruits, this type of fruit, as a juice fruit. So then, you can then in that group of people, this is Taka Maisa Malacha. It's nothing to do with the Mashke per se. It has nothing to do with that you're giving chashivas to the mashke. It has to do with the pri, right? That the pri is a pri ha'im of the schita. Because you're...
The nekuda is the mashke versus the pri?
Correct.
That's the nekuda?
That's the nekuda.
That actually is actually going to be on the pri itself.
Right. That would be the difference between the riff, whether it makes a difference that there are other people in the world that do it. That's not my point. In other words, is there's no such akshavei that makes a difference if there's other people. If it's a real akshavei, even if no one does it, it's Tarot says the riff is not a real akshavei. It's a whole different type of akshavei. It's an akshavei that you can make yourself part of those people, even though you don't live in that place. You can make yourself part of that group of people, and in that group of people, this fruit is a fruit that's held for correct the whole fruit. Therefore, the maisa schita is a maisa schita.
Correct.